Coming up today on the show, we have our first guest, John's brother James, and he discusses his recent trip to Walt Disney World. This is Traveling with the Mouse. So welcome everybody to episode 135 of Traveling with the Mouse for Monday, August the 13th, 2018. My name is Adam Brown, and this episode is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. Actually, that's just the Tower of Terror part, but this episode is actually somewhat unique, and it is a slightly different kind of introduction than we normally do. As I mentioned in the last episode, John is a little preoccupied right now. His second child was born a few weeks earlier than expected, as I mentioned in the last episode. So he is, you know, tending to his family, of course, and so our thoughts are with him. But in the meantime, I have dug through the archives of Traveling with the Mouse, and this is a recording of John's brother James that we never actually intended to be an episode. It sort of happened, this recording. He kind of called while we were recording or about to record the news one evening, and so we just kind of recorded this conversation, not really intending for this necessarily to be an episode. I think we still intend on having a more formal interview / trip report with him. So this episode is sort of just, I have this recording and I thought, why not, we want to continue to release content that we haven't put out before. So this recording is one of those that we just sort of didn't know what to do with. And the quality might not quite be what you're used to. So, you know, it was recorded on speakerphone. His part was recorded on speakerphone, so it's not quite the same quality. But I think you should be able to follow most of the discussion, so I hope. But I will try to give a little bit of background just so you kind of understand where he's coming from. Because this this recording does start out kind of like a trip report, very formal trip report like we normally do, or we kind of go through each day. But at a certain point, it kind of just goes off onto some random Disney-related topics, so we kind of just abruptly change topics quite a bit towards the end, but it kind of continues as a Disney discussion. So I think you'll find it interesting, hopefully. And just to give you a little bit of background, as I said, James is John's brother, his younger brother, and he's also my cousin, so we grew up going to Disney together in the 80s and 90s. Our families would do the kind of group vacations that way, and ever since like the early 2000s, we kind of started doing our own trips for the most part. So he went to Walt Disney World with his now fiance and her daughter towards the end of April, and they stayed at the Contemporary. So I think that kind of helps get you set up of kind of where this begins. And as I said, it kind of goes off the rails a little bit towards the end, and we just sort of talk about random things, but hopefully you'll find this entertaining and interesting. So without further ado, I will toss it over to this recording, and I will close it up after this is over. So I will see you in 27 minutes. Here is the recording.
You want to know trip from beginning to end?
By all means. This is bonus content.
Saturday, we drove to Ocala. Mm-hmm. We spent the night at the Holiday Inn in Ocala, which is actually a pretty nice Holiday Inn, believe it or not.
We're in Ocala.
I've stayed there before. Yeah. Is it the Holiday Inn at Night Express?
I think it is.
Wait a minute. If it's the one I'm thinking of, does it have like kind of green in the lobby? Like, does it have like forest animals in there as well?
It's similar to that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, similar to that.
And it has a glass elevator.
Correct.
Yeah, I've stayed at that one.
You said this wouldn't take long, but we're still talking about Holiday Inn in Ocala.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, stayed there. Smith and I got up Sunday morning. We ate Cracker Barrel. Boom, ooh. Checked into Contemporary.
What did you order at the Cracker Barrel?
We get up, of course, till later. So we already had fast passes for the Kingdom that afternoon.
Animal Kingdom?
We had the Mine Train. I don't know why the girl booked Mermaid, because it was only a 5-minute wait. And
yeah, you never need one for that.
I think Big Thunder. But we walked in. Of course, the first thing we did, I said, well, let's go to Tomorrowland. Walked in, went to Tomorrowland, got on the People Mover, ran around, got on Buzz.
Yeah.
It didn't take 30 minutes. Did the Astro Orbiter, didn't take 20 minutes. Went to Fantasyland, they got on the teacups.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that.
You probably couldn't fit in a teacup anymore.
Went ahead and went to, we had a fast pass for Mine Train at like 1:30. So we went ahead and went over to Frontierland. The wait for Big Thunder was like 25 minutes, and it didn't take 15. We went ahead and did Big Thunder, got off there. Splash Mountain was only like 35 minutes. Got on it. The freaking bottom fell out.
Rained.
It was supposed to be a storm anyway.
So it was accurate.
So guess what happened? We were standing outside, other people ran, we got ahead in line. Seriously. Jumped right through there, probably took another 15 minutes. Rode that, got off of there, went to Pirates. This is the first date now. Rode Pirates, probably took 15 minutes. Got off of there, you know, you got an hour for the fast pass. Went over there, rode my train. By that time, we was like, I forgot, we may have done one other thing, but we didn't ride Space Mountain. Oh, we rode the race cars.
Did you? I'm gonna say you actually did that.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yeah, Tomorrowland Speedway.
We did all that. We actually watched
People Mover.
Two days worth of fast passes at Magic Kingdom, and after the first day, we eliminated the fast passes off for Thursday. That's how easy it was to get in stuff.
That's nice. You post spring break crowd.
Mine Train was good. I liked it. And let's see.
It was good.
Went back to the room, and Jenna was able to book us a reservation for California Grill. And within...
Same day?
Within an hour.
Hmm.
She said, you're not going to believe this. There's a reservation opened up for 6:30 at California Grill. I said, well, you better get it.
That's nice.
She got it. That was the first day. So, needless to say, we were whooped by the time we got back to the room.
There was 2 credits right there. Did you use any other 2 credit restaurants?
I don't know what the Royal Table was.
It had to be 2.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 2.
Okay, well, that's the only 2 fancy ones we used. Unless Kona's 1. Is Kona 2?
No.
We did Kona 2. Their sushi ain't nothing like California Grill's.
Oh my gosh.
Good. But it ain't California Grill good.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't care about sushi personally, but...
You would probably hate that, because it tastes excellent. It's just a California roll.
Yeah.
Adam, is that what you had?
Yeah, we did the shrimp one and the California roll.
Okay. Well, I was going to get the 19-ounce $75 steak, but I changed my mind.
I thought, that's a huge steak, so I don't know if I could eat that much.
I got the filet, the 50, I think it was still 50.
Yeah. That's the one that Pete likes.
Had a window view, but... Everybody was so whooped we didn't stay up there to watch the fireworks that night.
Yeah. That's nice.
Tuesday went to Animal Kingdom.
By the way, his room was on the same level as yours, Adam, but it was on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were on the store side, not Chef Mickey's side.
Yeah, we were right above Chef Mickey's.
On floor 6.
Yep. I liked it.
I like staying at Contemporary. It was nice. And we had a bay view. We could see the water show lined up perfect with the window.
Yeah. It was
cool. Tuesday went to Animal Kingdom. Stayed there. We stayed at Animal Kingdom for like 4:30. We got there like right when it opened, not far, not long.
Yeah.
We walked and let's see. The first thing we did Bug's Life. It was one of the first things we did. But you know what was so funny? When did we go when we flew down there for Christmas? What year was that?
2008, I think.
That was the last time I actually went to the park.
Really?
Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
No, I can't be, because You went that time that we went to SeaWorld and all that stuff. You went to Epcot at least.
Okay.
You didn't go to.
What I was going to say is, what was so funny is I could navigate around there without a map, and I hadn't been there in that long.
Oh, you're talking about Animal Kingdom?
Not navigate around Animal Kingdom. Like,
I've only been to Universal once, and I could still do it. It's still in my head.
Okay, nerd alert!
And that was 5 years ago.
No, what I was going to say is, all the parks I could pretty much get around except for Animal Kingdom.
It's harder.
That good.
It's harder.
Yeah.
Our Everest one was too late. What's another new thing over there I'm not thinking of?
Navi River.
It is one over in Avatar Land or whatever it's called.
Navi River.
This is that one.
You're not missing much.
That one's not.
Matter of fact, it broke down for about 2 hours while we were there.
Yeah.
Our safari was our first fast pass that day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it was at like 10:45 or something like that. So we did that, run around, we went to the monkey museum or whatever it's called.
The monkey museum.
What's it called?
Pangani Forest Exploration Trail with the gorillas.
Yeah.
Yes, the gorillas. Well, I really didn't know what it was called. I know,
that's what everybody calls it.
The gorilla museum, though? That would mean they're all dead, right?
Did that. We went out and we went to Dino Land, and I was like, yeah, there'd be some stuff she can do. She couldn't even ride the twisty roller coaster thing.
Primeval World, yeah.
No, she wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, she can ride Tower of Terror and all those, but she can't ride that?
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I think it has to do with the physical, like, yeah, the seat, like the height on the indicators.
It's spinning.
Our Everest Fast Pass went until about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. So we went ahead and I told her, I said, she'll like Dinosaur. You know, Dinosaur's not that bad. Dinosaur, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We didn't have Fast Pass.
I still like Dinosaur.
It was good. I told her, and she enjoyed it.
It's a pretty long wait.
I told her she would. Got on Dinosaur, we went to Everest. We just ate at the little pizza place over there.
Pizza
I can't think of the name of it. Yeah, at Animal Kingdom.
Pizza Fari, yeah.
Yes, we ate there. We was trying to find one to the Tusker House because Lynn said it was good, but we couldn't get a thing over there.
And all we had was a breakfast. Well, we technically were
did
there.
Both.
Yeah, we were there at the both. Time where they switched it over. Yeah.
That's nice.
All right, well, we went back to the room, took her swimming. We went over to Epcot that night.
Really?
And that's when we got to ride Test Track two times back to back. Epcot was open till 10 or 11 that night for resort guests only.
Ah.
It was a late one that night or something.
EMH.
We went to Epcot after we went to Animal Kingdom. Well, the next morning we got up. Jenna said, because we were going to Epcot anyway on Wednesday, she said, hey, Magic Kingdom's going to open till midnight. Like, okay, so we went to Epcot. We had a fast pass for Test Track. We didn't have to have one Tuesday night. I had one for Test Track, had one for Soarin', or something else. Oh, with Nemo, but we didn't even do it. We didn't do Nemo, we didn't do Journey into Imagination. We did Frozen, but we did that. It was later that afternoon.
You like Frozen?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, you can tell how different it is than rides that we were used to as kids.
Yeah.
Like Peter Pan. Compared to watching some of those other ones.
That's true.
Well, I mean, compared to Frozen and Mermaid and all that.
Yeah.
You should look up the Peter Pan ride in Shanghai. They enhanced it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, alright. Let me see. Where am I at? Wednesday. Okay.
Frozen.
Wednesday we did Epcot. Went back to the room. Went swimming again. So, we ate.
This is a trip report.
I forgot all about Monday night. We went to... What's the thing called Bippity Boppity Boutique?
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up.
Spent $120.
$200.
Excuse me, $200. And then you went and got dressed up like a pirate, right?
Oh, no. She went down to Splash Mountain wearing the dressed up. That was cool. We got a picture of that one. Wednesday, we stayed till about 11 or 11:30, I think.
At Magic Kingdom?
Yep.
So you saw the fireworks and all?
No. We were on the Jungle Cruise when the fireworks were going off.
Oh, okay. Where else did you eat?
California Grill, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Kona was Wednesday night. Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, did you eat any table service in any of the parks anymore?
We ate at Pecos one night. We way it's his favorite place right there on this astral orbiter.
Right.
Lunching
the pizza place in Animal Kingdom.
I wonder you had some credits left over.
Thursday we did MGM.
What?
It was MGM. We had.
You went back in time?
What?
He said you went back in time?
Thursday?
Yeah, because you said MGM.
Mitch says the same thing, so. He's like, we're going to MGM when we get there.
It's always MGM.
There is no Earful Tower anymore.
MGM, we had 3 fast passes. Of course, we didn't know at the time, but Emily could not ride Rock and Roller Coaster. So, Jenna went first, while I stayed with her.
Rider swap.
And I got to use my and her fast pass.
So, in other words,
you rode it twice.
You did all the fast pass.
No, she did one of them. We just had to ride them by herself. Basically, single rider line. Queue line. What's a queue line?
Anything you're standing in. Pretty much a line.
Why can't it just be called a line?
Because you're queuing up for the attraction. So it's a queue.
Why don't they call it a gear line?
A what?
You could be gearing up for the attraction.
I mean, you can call it that if you want.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, I was standing in the queue line. I was in the line at Little Mermaid, and I looked over at this thing, and it's like, it looks like the Nautilus.
Oh, you saw it. He saw it.
Yeah.
He saw
it. I've never seen it.
Really?
It's in the outdoor part, right?
It's in where?
The outdoor part.
Oh, so maybe that's where the Fastpass queue is. I never go there.
Ah, see? Well, that's cool. Eagle eyes, man.
You know, they really only changed the first part of the mountain.
What do you mean?
It used to be called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Now it's Little Mermaid.
Yeah, another thing we missed. That's funny that
you caught that. Were you listening to our podcast?
Of course.
100 podcasts. How did I catch up in one day?
When I shared it today, apparently he came across it. But he at least listened to us doing Horizons, so I know that wasn't the 100th.
Horizons? I thought y'all were talking about your phone service. Let's just do Horizons.
I don't have Verizon, I have Sprint.
When he was talking about Horizon, I remembered some of that stuff. When he was talking about a speed tunnel, I had no idea what you were talking about.
Are you talking about from World of Motion?
Speed tunnel.
You're talking about a speed tunnel. I was looking for a bunch of guys doing coke or something. I'm kidding. I knew what you were talking about.
Did you really?
That was a different part of Horizons. That was the real future in Horizons.
The crystal I really did see the Nautilus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there. It's really there.
I reckon I know what the Nautilus looks like. It looks like a green lizard with black
eyes. I know.
Is it there?
Mm-hmm. I know you remember it, yeah.
I'm going to put my input on old rides and...
We should get you and Mitch on at the same time. Sucked. So you can just be grumpy about all the old stuff.
I'm going to bring the keelboats back.
We actually covered that, sort of.
Bringing the keelboats back?
No, we covered what happened to him.
Well, the one thing that I don't agree with is when people are griping into Disney about new animation, why do they make a ride with Mickey and Minnie? That's not new.
Are you mocking me?
No. Why would I mock you, John? You're my brother.
That sounds like something I said.
And the test track, honestly, no, that ain't no joke. The old test track, I remember, had a lot more stuff to look at than Thin in Line.
You're just in the dark.
I mean, the ride is generally the same that I can remember. Oh, and where we were sitting at in Soarin', the Eiffel Tower was crooked.
Ah, so you were on one of the sides.
Level, we were in C.
Okay.
C1, 2, and 3, I think.
I actually told him that day before they did, I said, if you think about it, try and request B1.
Well, it wasn't that. We actually had to wait in line for Soarin' for about 45 minutes.
Interesting.
And it was like 1, 2, and 3, so we were on, the far end?
Yeah.
So did that take you out of the immersiveness?
Yeah, the tower was crooked. Take me out of what?
Did it bother you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, check this out, though.
Y'all,
you remember when we rode Mission Space the first time I didn't pay attention to the directions?
Yeah.
And got, a little seasick?
Yeah.
I'm
okay. Of course, Jenna and Emmeline has never rode, right? And she was tall enough to ride the orange.
Ooh.
And I said, not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea. Mm-hmm. I said, I was in my 20s, and I still looked around. Got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I warned them multiple times.
Some people it bothers more than others. It don't bother me.
we got over there, and she was silent. I said, what's wrong?
Don't feel good.
I said, you looked around, didn't you? Yeah. I told you. So you want to ride bitch in space again?
Yeah.
I don't think she liked the part where it sucked her to the ground either. Or sucked her chest in.
Yeah. I used to like that one more than I do. Anyway.
Oh, and I tricked her and told her that I had to be the commander because she had to pay attention and hit the buttons at the right time. Or the ride wouldn't work right.
That's funny.
Is that evil?
I kind of wish it were true. It'd make it more interesting.
Well, on the Falcon, it probably will be.
Some guy that looked like he was a Disney veteran. Oh, here's a tip for y'all's podcast.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I rode, of course, you know, once if you're riding by yourself in the main queue line, you end up getting stuck with a single rider, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about permission space?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, okay.
You usually get stuck with a single rider.
Right, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the first time I got on it, no joke, row one.
Ah.
And then there's this older cat that was sitting there with me. He goes, man, let me tell you a story. I was like, okay. So we're sitting there. He goes, when they were building this park, or building this ride, he goes, I was walking through here, you know, looking around, and the guy goes, want to come in and look around? Yeah. He walked through there. He goes, you want to ride?
What?
He said he'd ride like six times in a row before they even let him to the public.
Wow.
They probably could do that back then because it was open around 99, so it makes sense.
Well, he said that
there was no YouTube.
Soft openings they didn't tell people about.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hard to keep secrets now.
He said, I was just riding it, and they asked if I wanted to ride again. I never got off.
Yeah. They were easier to keep secrets back then. That was before YouTube and what have you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Interesting.
That's what he told me. I was like, well, that's pretty neat.
So that's your tip.
I know it fisher, too. Yeah, because it
go back to 1999.
Is that a tip, he said? He said, is that your tip? Because you said you had a tip.
Oh, sorry.
Get paired up with a guy who can tell you a funny story about riding.
Information?
Yeah, information. Okay, the tip is don't ride it while your stomach's full.
Great tip.
If you're not used to it.
I actually rode Mission Space one time not too long after eating orange chicken.
What did it look like coming up?
It didn't come up. I was fine. Like I said, that one doesn't really bother me that much. It might now. I mean, I don't really like the idea of it now so much, but maybe it's just me getting older.
Do you want to feel like your guts are sucked through? Let's ride Mission Space. When is Star Wars Land opening?
Next year.
2019.
When's the new monorails opening?
2021. That's just rumor right now.
New monorail buckets.
Oh, you're talking about the Skyliner?
Whatever.
Buckets. I think they're actually 2019 as well, aren't they? If I remember right.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to open next year.
See, there's a station that starts at in between Pop Century and Art of Animation, goes to the Riviera Resort and Hollywood Studios and Epcot for a fact. We know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Caribbean Beach.
They're going to run around the rail cars over, like, the wild animals of Animal Kingdom?
Not so far, but, you know.
They wouldn't go near that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but I think that would probably take away from the experience itself.
It'll drop you off right at the parking lot.
Here's the lions. What are they doing? Taking a nap. What does every cat do?
I've not seen them active, but I've seen video of them active, semi-active. I mean, about the only.
Where do y'all see all this stuff?
YouTube.
You have a Disney Insider?
No, I mean you can find stuff on YouTube. You can find really good videos of attractions on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. 4K.
Really good.
Yeah.
You know how I am about waiting in line and all that. I was very pleased.
Well, good.
I mean. I've never seen, well, my train was, it got over 100 minutes during the day, like two times, but.
Yeah.
We actually wrote it that last time on Extra Magic Hours, Resort Guest Only.
Yeah.
And we wrote it at dark. That was pretty cool. You ever wrote it at dark?
Yes, the only time I've written it, it was at dark.
It's fun in the nighttime.
Because I saw that it was only 25 minutes and posted 60, and I only waited 20 minutes.
It was 60, and we probably waited, honestly, we probably waited about 35, 40. We didn't have a fast pass, so. And they shut Splash Mountain down right after the fireworks, did you know that?
I mean, it's usually...
Like, it's normally not open for extra magic hours past 10 or something like that.
I mean, it didn't make sense to me.
Could have been the weather. Was it chilly?
I mean, if it is, they had some sort of exception because it's normally available during extra magic hours, is all I'm saying.
We went and rode Big Thunder. It was like 9, I don't know. It was right after the fireworks. So what? How long does the fireworks last? 20, 25 minutes?
Yeah, about 20.
Anyway, it was probably around then, so we had to wait maybe 20 minutes to get on Big Thunder. We got on Big Thunder, rode it, and we'll come out. It was going towards Splash Mountain. He's going to hit it on the way out. And she said, it's not available. I'm like, okay.
Like I said, though, I mean, that's not an everyday, it's not an every night thing.
Everything's subject to change, so.
Yeah. Per night. That's what I was pointing out.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Goofy Land. What's that?
Goofy Land. What?
Goofy Land. There is no Goofy Land.
Yeah, she know what I'm talking about. I called said you a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, that was when it used to be actually a different land, but now it's all part of Fantasyland still.
You're talking about Storybook Circus?
If you're talking about, probably talking about the Barnstormer.
I was. We rode it 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
Didn't have to get off.
That took all of 3 minutes.
It did.
Yeah,
it
3 times. Yeah, it don't take long at all.
Rode it 3 times, got off it, then rode the mine train, got off the mine train, went back to Tomorrowland and rode Space Mountain 3 times, and then went back to the
ring. Is that a coaster challenge?
She liked it. She rode the last 2 times we went to Space Mountain, she rode the very first car.
Cool.
I think we rode the right side 3 times, and we rode the left side once.
We need to all take a trip out to Disneyland in California. You'd like that?
Sure. What's your credit card number?
That
costs more
than
going to Florida.
It depends. Fun. If you stay with them, their hotels are more expensive in general because they don't have as many.
How many they got?
3 right now.
Good neighbor hotel, though. Perfect.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. And they're in walking distance.
What is?
Just about everything's in walking distance, really.
They're a good neighbor.
Oh, you don't have monorails out there?
They do, but I mean...
They have one.
Do they have a Polynesian?
No.
So what's the name of their hotels?
Disneyland.
Grand
California. That's where the park is.
There's the Disneyland Hotel, though. Oh. The Grand Californian and Paradise Pier is about to change. But that last one was a hotel that they bought or acquired that was already there. And they converted it. No, actually, the monorail station is in their downtown Disney or whatever it's going to be called now. Yeah.
Much smaller.
Atari Land.
What did you say?
Atari Land.
Atari Land. You did that on purpose.
I did.
Of course.
What's the name of their tree? You got the tree. What's the name of the other one?
What tree?
Floating Mountain.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
What an avatar.
Well, there ain't a tree. It's like an island. A floating island.
What is it floating on?
Air.
A base.
It's Disney
floating
magic.
In air.
Yes, I did do Avatar, and it was very fun. It makes Sora look like nothing.
It does.
I did everything. You name it, I probably did it.
Did you do Grand Fiesta Tour?
Yep.
Did you really? Trying to think of an obscure one.
That's the Three Caballero ride, right?
I know one thing you didn't do. Did you do Journey into Imagination?
Yeah.
What about Impressions de France?
No.
Aha. I mean, how about Canada?
Look, okay. You know, catching all the... I tell you what. The one line I didn't have to wait in line for, and I was so happy.
Which one?
Hall of Presidents.
Oh.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't even go in Hall of Presidents. Believe it or not, you're not going to believe this. It broke down while we were there.
Hall of Presidents.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
How did it break down?
It's a lot of animatronics.
Can I say, what's up, podcasters?
Sure, why not?
What's up, Disney podcasters?
And we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Why? Did you plan us a trip?
No. That's what we usually say at the end of the podcast, in case you didn't notice.
Hope you join us on our next trip, YouTubers. Podcasters. This is Cookie Swirl C.
Obviously, Adam knows who that
is. I know he knows who Cookie Swirl C is.
Yeah, Aiden knows who that is.
We have a new bag to open from LOL. I definitely want to be on the podcast.
Okay, maybe we'll make it work.
Be entertaining for your guests.
For your guests. So there it is. That was the recording of John's brother, James, and his trip report / randomness about Disney stuff. So I told you prior that it does kind of go all over the place at the end, and it was very, very random at times, but hopefully you found that somewhat entertaining and enjoyable. We do intend on having him and my brother on the show at some point. It's just hard to coordinate all of our schedules together. We all live in different places, and we all have kids at this point. So look forward to that in the future. I think it'll be interesting once we finally get that sort of hammered out, that schedule. So that will do it for this episode of Traveling with the Mouse. I do want to remind you that we have a website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can visit us there. You can see all the old episodes there archived, as well as links to all of our social media channels, because we have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram that we do update fairly regularly, so please follow us on social media. We also have an email address, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com, if you'd like to email us. And as well, you can help support the show in a couple of different ways. One is by buying some of our podcast merchandise on Spreadshirt. Spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast is the link, but you can also find the link to that on our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. And we also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/TWTM podcast. If you want to help support the show on a monthly basis, you can do that there, and we would greatly appreciate it. So on behalf of John and James Martin, my name is Adam Brown, and we will see you on our next trip.